are in is not always clear to us fully. We don't know clearly the goal, and we don't know whether at any time we will be able to clarify the tachlis. But we do know the following, that Hashem's ways are above our ways. Ki gavu darkei Hashem midarkeinu, u'machshavosav mimachshavoseinu. Now, many people feel a frustration. They get very upset. They say, if Hashem would only tell me what the purpose of my challenge is, I then would know. So what's the answer to that question? Eliyahu, what would you say? If Hashem is giving me a patch for a reason, doesn't he have to tell me why he's giving me a patch? Hello, what do you say?
I would say it reduces the amount of the difficulty and the challenge tremendously. So maybe it's not like you're not, you know, if you know why you're suffering and you know it's for a limited time, then you just pass through it without trying to really improve yourself and look where you went wrong.
I didn't say, that's ridiculous. I didn't say you know how long it's going to be. If I say that I'm giving you a patch for a reason, imagine your father came over to you and said, hello, good morning. Whack, whack, whack. And he pat you across your face. And he said, I want you to understand that I love you. You say, Daddy, why'd you whack me? He said, figure it out. So, would you think it would be better if he told you why?
Yeah.
Yes. Even though he stopped whacking you, you still want to know why he did it, right? What? The answer is, see, when the father comes and whacks you, that you clearly know your father's whacking. When a person goes through a challenge in his life, the first challenge he has is to acknowledge that Hashem's giving him his challenge. When my father whacks me in the head, I don't have that challenge. That's not my challenge. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to know is that I right now am working with you. The second thing Hashem wants me to do is, He wants me to think, to make what's called Yifash Feish B'maisav. Hashem wants me to be aware of what I do. See, when I do something, you know what happens by the next day? I forget about it. I have no responsibility for any of my actions. What I did yesterday is history. Here's why. I have no responsibility for yesterday's actions. That's called not living responsibly. Hashem wants me to be aware of what I did yesterday and the day before, and He wants me to be aware that for everything I did wrong, I'm going to pay a price for that. See, if I imagine when I steal from a store, I'm not going to get caught. I decide I'm a good guy, right? Then one day, you're slipping something into your pocket in the store, all of a sudden, the security guards pounce on you, and the alarm goes off, the door gets shut down, and you wonder, what's everybody doing? And they say, you're a guy. What would I do wrong? You get something in your pocket. So, you don't think that this is the culmination of getting caught for all the times you stole. No, you think, this time I got caught. Yesterday I beat the system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to know that for everything you did irresponsibly, you're going to pay a price. And that's why Hashem doesn't necessarily, you know, because you say to the person, tell me why you did that. So sometimes it's a defense mechanism. We tell to our parents, you hit me for nothing. Let's say your father caught you stealing. So he punished you. So you ever see these kids get, they get very defensive. Why are you doing it to me? And I once said to a kid, what do you mean, what your father's doing for you? Because you did something wrong. How does he know? What kind of stupid thing is that? How does he know? He knows he's not as stupid as you think he is. But Hashem definitely knows. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be conscious of everything going on in our life, to understand what we need to make better, what we need to rectify. And if Hashem gives you patience, buys his time many times, and he has patience before he challenges you, when he does, you wake up, I don't know, if I should remind you. Now, the question is to know, what is the purpose of all nisyonos? So, the first thing is, when a person goes through a nisyon, what's a very common refrain that the person says? Hello, what would you say? People say, a person's going through a challenge. What is a common statement that people make?
It's too hard for me.
Excellent. He's very, you're smart, Dale. It's too hard for me. It's not within my kaychus. Right? So the first thing you get in the sayim for is Hashem's letting you know what are your kaychus. Because nobody gets in the sayim. Now, a lot of times, a person himself made his nisayim hard. Let's say a person is a ganef. So he can't stop stealing. Right? Can't stop stealing. Because he can't stop stealing, the person now thinks that he's thinks, what does a person think? It's too hard to me. But doesn't realize it's not too hard for you. If Hashem gave you the warning now, Hashem says, if you keep on waiting, it's going to get hard. It may be hard because you made it hard, but now it's you could stop and you could change. So Hashem gives a person the sign to let a person know and to let others know what challenges a person can is capable of doing. Chazal say, the mashal is a guy who sells pottery. So he wants to show how strong his pots are. So what does he do? He knocks on them. Gives a bang on them to show you it doesn't break. So Hashem tells you, when you break on, you bang on a good one, not on a shachar. So here also Hashem shows you what your capabilities are. That's what it says in Chazal, Hashem tzadik yivchon v'rosha v'oyev chamas sona nafshe. Hashem tests a tzadik and a rosha and someone who loves chamas. Hashem can't stay. Hashem detests. So Rabbi Innocent says the one who makes these kankanim, these shvacha barrels, containers that they can't bang in them down to breaking. No. So which ones do you bang on? You bang on the good ones. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Menase Rishoyim. He doesn't test Rishoyim. He tests Tzadikim. Shenemer Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. And that's why it says V'elikim Nisa Es Avraham. The next time you get banged, and you think you're saying, it's too hard for me, understand, oh, that's good for the test. And it's your capability.